From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his most recent commentary from the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor.
The Second Missionary Baptist Church has been, for all of its 151 years, central in the life of Columbia's African American community. The land on which the church is built was given by businessman John Lang, Sr., a freed slave whose wife and children had been owned by the university president. A construction loan came from our nationally famous ragtime pianist, Blind Boone. In the 1920s, it was the church of James T. Scott, the decorated World War I veteran and university janitor who was lynched at the Stewart Road Bridge. Under the pastorship of the Reverend Clyde Ruffin, a retired university professor and First Ward representative on the Columbia City Council, the church now is playing a central role as well in the civic well-being of Columbians of all races and religions. When 150 or so of us met there Tuesday night, we were taking part in the latest in a series of community conversations about race, equity, and policing. This isn't an easy, simple, or altogether pleasant conversation, but it is essential and overdue. The goal, as longtime NAACP leader Mary Ratliff put it Tuesday, is making this a community of one, a family. But reflecting the realism of painful experience, she added, we're nowhere near where we need to be. The distance yet to be covered can be seen in the five broad goals the group agreed upon as a guide for action by the City Council and the citizenry. One goal is ongoing diversity training for the nearly all-white Columbia Police Department. There was some disagreement about the relative importance of outside expertise and hometown experience in providing such training, but an apparent consensus that there is a pressing need. Now, a parenthetical note. Mayor Brian Treese pointed out that only 2% of the approximately 176,000 contacts between police and citizens in the last year resulted in citizen complaints. Deputy Chief Jill Schlute later said that in hopes of attracting more applicants, the department is lowering the educational minimum for officer candidates from 60 college credits to a high school diploma. A second goal is organizing neighborhood activities to bring cops and residents, especially youngsters, together in positive settings to build mutual trust. Another goal is developing methods to ensure accountability and transparency by police and city leaders. A fourth is creation of a task force to educate officers on mental health issues. And fifth is working with local businesses to open job opportunities and eliminate discriminatory hiring practices. I didn't sense the same level of tension or the undercurrent of anger that permeated the sanctuary at last month's gathering. The mood Tuesday seemed, at least to me, more focused on identifying specific avenues for the taking of action. Multiple speakers, however, continued to insist on the harmful effects of implied bias by white officers. Media portrayal of crime and race, especially on television, also drew sharp criticism. I heard no defenders of the media. City Manager Mike Mathis committed to having a set of recommendations for his bosses on the council in time for another NAACP-sponsored conversation in 1 month. He hopes, he said, for policy decisions before the end of the year. For his part, Police Chief Ken Burton, who continues to take his lumps from the activists of Race Matters Friends, conceded that officers make mistakes. He said procedures are being changed to require that all accusations of racial profiling be examined by the department's Internal Affairs Unit. And he added, I'm pretty excited about what we've got going here. The Reverend Ruffin summed up the significance of these conversations. Real change will take all of us working together. That work resumes in the Second Missionary Baptist Church Sanctuary on October 24th. I hope to see you there. I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his most recent commentary for the Columbia Missourian. I'm Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.